The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
On Fridays, I like to bring the tidings of good news to the people. I feel like everybody needs some good news, something joyful, something to hope for going into the weekend. And I just found out that one of our favorite shows is coming back for season two way quicker than I ever anticipated. I feel like season one of this show just came out.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Are we allowed to guess?
You go for it.
Fingers crossed.
Uh-huh.
The Hunting Wives?
No.
Oh, man.
That show literally just came out.
Yeah,
it literally did.
But sometimes they'll do that. And if it has such good numbers, they'll be like, oh, we've greenlit for a season two. We haven't like checked with anybody to see if they're coming back. We don't know when it's going to be, but it's definitely going to happen.
And that show needs a second to breathe also, because the way it ended was just kind of bad. So you have to forget that before you bring back season two.
It was a lot.
It was rushed.
There was too much.
It's like the producers were like, oh my God, you guys, there are four different things we have to tie up in a nice little bow. Okay. Go for it.
Okay. So, popular show.
This is a show we all love in here. We have all seen it. We all watched it.
Love on the Spectrum? I mean, but that's been around.
Love that show, but no.
So it was just its first season, because that means it's coming back for a second season.
The first season just came out. I don't want to say when the date was, but it feels like it was this year.
No, we can do this. We can figure this out because we've all watched it. And just like that, at its series finale last night.
Okay, uh-huh. She said we've all watched it. So I have never seen that show. We've all watched
it. It's the one show in here I think every single one of us has watched. It's a show that really united the country when we just needed something lighthearted and romantic to watch.
So not recently?
Oh, the one with Kristen Bell?
Yes.
It's Nobody Wants That or something?
Nobody Wants This is coming for season two on October 23rd.
Oh, cool.
Don't you feel like that show just came out? I feel like we just watched season one.
I felt like that was forever ago.
Really?
Maybe my memory's off. Anyway, so season two is coming out on October 23rd. Very exciting. Of course, Adam Brody, Kristen Bell, they're all returning. Yep. We're going to see that storyline shift from where we thought it was going to be infidelity between the brother and her sister. They're going to totally change that up. Mm-hmm. So very exciting. Glad it's coming out in 2 months. The hottest new app is actually all to help men give intel on the women that they're dating. This is kind of something that women have done, like on Facebook. They have those Facebook pages that I have been kicked out of because I talked about them on the radio. Then there was that app called T that came out that there was a lot of controversy about, because the guys didn't like the fact that women were sharing their experiences with the men that they were dating. And so somebody leaked a bunch of people's information on Reddit, like all of the people's IDs that they took photos of to be able to get onto the app, because I guess you had to prove your identity for some reason.
And these apps, I mean, you could say anything you want about somebody, right? It doesn't have to be proven, right?
Yeah, you can say anything you want. Okay. I can say I went out with John Smith at blah, 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 and he did X, Y, and Z, and that's just to inform the girls on my experience whether it's true or not.
I mean, I'm sure there's a lot of facts in there, but also I would be concerned with the fact-checking that there's also a lot of fallacies and somebody just out to get somebody.
Sure. Exactly. So now there's a follow-up Gallup app, but instead of women giving intel on men, it's a top ranking app on the number two spot on the app store, and it's called Tea on Her. So the app for women telling about men is just called Tea, and now the reverse is Tea on Her. And what I'm seeing in the comments from the women that are, I guess, have somehow broken into the app, they said the difference between tea for women talking about the guys that they're dating is that they're talking about their experiences. Now, I'm sure there's women making up stories, but they're saying on the app where men are talking about their experiences with women, they're sharing like inappropriate photos that they got from the women that they were dating and talking about their experiences in that way. And it's just a completely different vibe. Whereas women are over here being like, we just want to date safely. Mm-hmm. And these guys over here are using this as a way to get intel on other things about women.
Is that true? Is that what women are going on there for, just so we can say date safely? Or is it also, I mean, they're not getting as graphic as dudes, but it's kind of a revenge app, right? On both ends, let's be honest.
I mean, I got on the Tea app and I saw mainly just, hey, I went out with this guy. He was talking to five other women, blah, blah. Like, I didn't see anything that felt like revenge to me. Now, are women absolutely going to use that app for bad? Yes, absolutely. Just like the Tea for Her, the Tea for Him app is going to use it in a terrible way too. But the thing is, I feel like the nudes are a line that women would never cross.
Absolutely not. And I know we want to default to like worst case scenario, and that's like, and that's the sizzle that sells. But I bet if somebody like sat there and did like a deep dive research into what was provided on the Tea app of women supplying intel on men, like 90% of it would be like, hey, watch out. This guy's a creep, XYZ. And then there's going to be like a handful of those that are looking for revenge and like, you know, fabricating stories. Whereas like the dudes and like, you know, a dude sending an unsolicited D pic is very different from a girl dating a guy and sending a nude. And when they're dating, and then he's taking that and exposing it on this app. There's extremes. There's going to be extremes on both apps, but I feel like the Tea on Her that the men are using is going to be more cringe.
If I'm a guy right now, I'm very nervous, because if women retaliate in this way, there are going to be a lot of little pecker pictures going to be posted.
Say that's the revenge. Say that three times real fast.
Little pecker, little pecker, little pecker.
No, little pecker pictures.
Little peck. No, I can't. I need an espresso.
Oh my God.
The Burt Show.
So it was a few weeks ago that I was shocked and stunned and so excited also when we found out that Jesus was a short king.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Remember that?
Yes, yeah. I do.
Y'all listening right now, Jesus, historians say, was 5'4", would never qualify for a date with Abby, ever. You'd have turned down the Messiah because he was 5'5". And then this morning, get this, Kristen asked a question in studio and we were all floored.
So during commercial breaks, we do stuff, and some of that stuff is, you know, scrolling social media, see whatever like breaking news is happening, blah, 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 because that's where I get my breaking news, is not from news, from social media. And I follow Camp Counselors Pod. They are freaking hilarious. And one of the hosts asked, does Jesus have a last name? Or no, does Mary? They were asking about Mary, mother of Jesus. Does Mary have a last name? And the guy was like, well, Christ.
Yeah, Mary,
like,
Christ, right?
Jesus Christ, Mary Christ, Joseph Christ. But I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh my gosh. You know, and I grew up in the Christian church, and I went to, vacation Bible school, and I went to a Christian elementary school, and I'm like, does Jesus have a last name?
So, I mean, your knee-jerk reaction is, of course he does, Christ.
Yeah, Christ. So Abby just looked it up.
I'm doing a lot of Googling about Christianity nowadays, so yes. I added this to the list.
So Abby, does Jesus have a last name, and is his name Christ?
What was the last name on Jesus' baseball jersey?
So back in the day, according to the Google, they didn't have last names in the way that we understand last names, like Abby Murphy, Kristen Klingsherm, Burt Weiss. They were identified by where they were from. So he wasn't Jesus Christ. He was Jesus of Nazareth. Or if you want to get real technical, Jesus, son of Joseph.
Hey.
So if he was playing baseball, it would say son of Joseph.
And so it wouldn't be Mary Christ either.
No.
It would be Mary of Bethlehem. I don't know. I can't remember where she's from.
So I would be Bert of San Diego?
Yeah.
So I'd be Kristen of Lexington?
Abby of Jacksonville?
I like this.
Yeah. I don't like it. It doesn't have the same ring.
Because I was going to say, if it was Mary Christ, and here we are in 2025 with equality. So when we're getting upset, we should be going, Mary Christ!
Oh, but here's the thing. But he is not the son of Joseph. He's the son of God. So he wouldn't take Joseph's last name anyway.
Oh, yeah. So he would just be Jesus of heaven? Jesus of Nazareth?
I guess the location of where he was born, which was in
Nazareth.
Yeah.
I have to text Andy Stanley this today.
You really should.
Yes, but, hey, Andy, can you help me out here, man?
Request him to cover this at Buckhead Church.
Okay, I'll see you on Sunday. All right, today is follow-up Friday. We usually call it follow-up Thursday, but you know what? We forgot yesterday.
We really did, honestly. I didn't schedule it. It's on me.
It's all right. So these are the days that you guys hit us up and you're like, yo, Bert, so whatever happened to blank, so we'll do these on today.
All right, so John had an amazing first date with a woman. Fancy dinner, nice walk. They really hit it off. The vibes were vibing. Later, he found out from a friend that she originally asked another guy out first, but he canceled last minute. So that made John her backup date. Being the second choice, John wondered, is that a red flag or not? We told him not to let his ego ruin things and see where it goes. So, are the two still dating or not? Because he was worried about being sloppy, not even sloppy seconds, because the first guy I didn't even get a taste.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That's insulting.
All right, the update says, hey, Bert Show. So I swallowed my pride and I kept seeing her. And man, I'm glad I did because I was totally overthinking the whole thing. Turns out being my quote unquote number one by default isn't so bad after all. Those first few dates, I kept catching myself wondering about it. Like, is she really into me? Or when she'd text me good morning, part of me wondered if she was settling. But then somewhere around date 4 or 5, I just forgot about it.
Yeah.
She was genuinely into spending time with me, asking about my day, remembering little things I'd mentioned. It became obvious that whatever happened with that first guy was completely irrelevant. We've been dating for about 2 months now, and she's amazing. Like, I'm pretty sure I'm falling for this girl.
Okay.
The funny thing is, she actually brought up that whole first date situation on her own a few weeks ago. She felt terrible about it and said she was so nervous to ask me out directly that she almost chickened out entirely. Apparently, the other guy was more of a safe choice, and she said she kept thinking about me the entire time she was supposed to be on that first date that never happened. So yeah, thanks for talking some sense into me. Sometimes the best things come from being plan B.
See, I would say this is the universe putting you together.
Yeah.
It wasn't like what you were expecting, but it ended up being better in the long run.
You just had to look at it through a different mindset, man.
So roll with it.
The Bert Show.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
All right, Katie, so you got yourself in a situation here where you're kind of playing, you're getting close to playing stepmom here, and you're making some serious decisions.
Yes, and it's kind of weird because, I don't know,
The parents role is weird, but I am being eased into it, and part of me is like happy about it. Other part of me is like, am I ready to be a parent?
Yeah, like steps will understand this. Like when you come into this family unit, you're not really sure in the beginning, like exactly what you can say. What kind of do you have authority? Are you just supposed to be the buddy? Are you supposed to be credible? And it's a weird dynamic, you know?
It is. And my girlfriend, she has a 12-year-old daughter, and we're at the point where she's including me on conversations that involve her daughter. And of course, she's asked for her daughter's permission. And she's like, yeah, of course, I'm cool if Katie has her input on my first boyfriend or, you know, whatever it may be. And in this current situation, my girlfriend and I, we are conflicted because I think she should have handled the situation a certain way. And she thinks she should have handled it differently. And it all has to do with her daughter went over to spend the weekend with one of her closest friends. Like it was a sleepover. And she thinks nothing of it. She knows the parents. This isn't the first time that she's had a sleepover. But during the weekend, her daughter called her on FaceTime and she's like, hey, mom, like just showing her what they were doing. They're like, oh, we're out. And they were out at a shopping center. And so as she sees them on FaceTime, she's like, oh, well, where's so-and-so's dad? Like her friend's dad that's supposed to be being the parental supervision, right?
Chaperoning.
Yes. Yes. And so her daughter's like, oh, he's somewhere in the other aisle, you know. Yeah, he's here with us. She's like, okay, well, if you need me, just let me know.
Mm-hmm.
So that was like on Saturday. The next day, when my girlfriend's daughter returns home, she tells us that the father was not with them when they were at the shopping center. Mm-hmm. They were left alone. They were dropped off at the shopping center to hang out.
Mm-hmm.
And the parents were like, we'll come back and pick you up. Now, mind you, these are 12-year-olds.
12. Okay. I was about to ask.
2 12-year-olds dropped off at the shopping center, unsupervised.
Without the other parents' permission.
Without the other. Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So we have one layer of my girlfriend's daughter knew not to do that. And yeah, we went down that road with her. And she was like, blah, blah, blah. But then it's like, how do you address it with the parent, right? Because now it's that I trusted you to watch my child.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't do that. My girlfriend's just like, you know what? I know moving forward, she's not going over there ever again. And that's all she wants to do. And I'm like, you should address the parent.
Mm-hmm.
Even if she's not going back over there again, I would address the parent and say, hey, by the way, why would you do that? Why would you think that's cool without my permission?
And I'm one of the, like, it's an uncomfortable conversation to have because you're calling out a fellow parent, right? But bottom line, the safety of your child is paramount.
Yes.
Number one priority. So would I say something to that parent? And also it sucks because that parent's decision is now might have adverse effects on your daughter's relationship with his daughter, with their daughter, right? Mm-hmm. So I 1000% would say something. I would do fact finding first before making any accusations. And I'd be like, hey, did you drop off my daughter at XYZ shopping center and did you leave them alone without any supervision? And then when they come back, be like, why was I not consulted about that decision beforehand? Mm-hmm. And then I would come back. I do not, like, that's not cool with me. I entrusted my daughter with you and that you were going to be there the entire time. I 1000% would say something. I don't know if that's the right call or not, but mm-hmm. like my initial gut reaction mm-hmm. is like, oh, hell no.
Let's get advice from the person that doesn't have kids and never wants to have kids. Well, okay, Abby.
I remember being 12, mm-hmm. So I guess I can speak from that experience.
Well, it was only a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it was like 5 years ago. Maybe it's because, again, I don't have kids that this isn't like striking me as some major offense. And maybe I just grew up in a really safe suburb that we kind of traversed a lot of these shopping centers alone frequently. And I can't remember whether or not I had to get explicit permission. But I think if I was the parent in your girlfriend's case, I wouldn't want to burn a friendship or a bridge that would be really important to my daughter. And I would just say, hey, listen, I think maybe you assume. Obviously, fact find first and then say, hey, I think maybe you assumed I would be okay with that. It's really important to me that if my daughter's going to be anywhere alone, mm-hmm. I really need to be consulted first. That would mean a lot to me. Can we do that moving forward? And see how that parent responds. And then if they make a big deal about it, if they make a big fuss, cut off the friendship. But otherwise, I think it's worth just having a conversation and working through it.
Here's how I feel about it. 0% tolerance when it comes to our kids, right? 0%. So if there is one red flag here, then you have to look back at it and go, okay, but I put my child in a situation with a person that had one red flag. That's all you get. That is all you get. I'm learning about this in therapy right now because I've made this mistake time and time again in my life that I tend to override what my eyes see and I get burned on it every single time. And when you do that with kids, you can't do that with kids.
There's no three strikes, you're out.
Right.
When it comes to that. It's like, yep, nope, you've screwed up. Bye.
I think what you have to ask yourself is, what would Jesus of Nazareth do?
The Bird Show.
In a couple of seconds here, we will spend quality time helping out a single mom who is also a teacher. She's trying to make a whole bunch of lifestyle decisions like, okay, should I get groceries this week? Should I pay the light bill? Or should I get decorations for my class? So we're going to try to help her out with that. All right, this is good news. There's no such thing as a gold digger.
Yeah, we thought there were gold diggers out there, but there is no such thing. According to DAVI87DP on Instagram, he explains why gold diggers do not exist.
There's no such thing as a gold digger. Women are naturally expensive. So pick one in your price range and shut up. Hair, nails, skincare, clothes, makeup, none of that is free. Even that girl that you think is low maintenance, the one that's natural, you must have never had a girlfriend before, because that natural girl, she's rocking a $200 effortless look. Okay, that's just the base model. You want the leather seats and the sunroof, that's going to cost you. Okay, so pick one in your price range and shut up. You don't walk into a luxury car dealership and yell at the salesman because the car is more than you can afford. You get a Corolla and you mind your business, right? If she's out of your budget, that's not her being a gold digger. That's you shopping in the wrong aisle. You can't complain that champagne costs too much when you only brought beer money. Okay, stop complaining and just date within your means. That's what I do. Okay, there's someone for everyone. Stop crying about women wanting too much and go find someone whose idea of a fancy night out is Buffalo Wild Wings. They're out there. I grew up with them. These are my people. But I'm from Jersey. I'm not from Monte Carlo, and that's okay.
I don't believe in anything he's saying, but I like this guy. I like him a lot. All right, let's go ahead and help out a teacher here that is having to make some decisions that she should not have to make. Like, you know what? Should I buy groceries this week, or should I buy school supplies for my kids that I'm teaching?
Teachers, need help with your classroom needs? Let the Bird Show fam help clear your wish list.
She's a lab teacher for all grades at Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary School.
Oh, and I loved science lab. It was so much fun with the Bunsen burners.
Yeah. Oh. The lab part of it was awesome.
It was so fun. You got to, like, kiki with your friends. I always had the best conversations during science lab.
And there was always a chance something was going to explode.
Oh,
so that's the fun part of it, right?
Too.
So here she is. She's a single mom, and she's having to make all these, like, budgetary decisions, including, like, do I fill my gas tank up this week, or do I supply decorations for my class in school?
Good morning, Bird Show. Oh, my name is Stephanie Clowers. I'm reaching out today as both a dedicated educator and a single mom of three beautiful children to ask you for your help for something that means so much to me. My students in my classroom, oh my God, I am so excited. I can't even talk right now. As a lab teacher for all grades at the Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary School in Macon, Georgia, I have the unique role of teaching students across all grade levels, including children with special needs and accommodations. I try my best to accommodate all of my children. A space where every student feels seen, valued, and excited to come to my class and learn. But as we know, everything is rising high now, and the cost is going skyrocket, but our pay is not rising. Many of my students and families cannot afford the basic classroom items. As a teacher, sometimes I often have to step in to bridge that gap, to help parents, to help students. We're purchasing science spare supplies, paper, pencils, even sometimes school uniforms. These expenses come directly out of my pocket. As a single mom, I face daily decisions no parent should ever face, whether it's going to the grocery store or paying the light bill or putting gas in my tank to provide my child or any child with the essential needs that they're lacking. Still, I find deep purpose in my job and in my work because I love what I do. Teaching is more than just a job to me. It's a calling. I love it every day. Seeing those children with their bright faces and smiling at me and coming to me and saying, hey, Miss Flowers, we love you. Hey, Miss Flowers, when do we come to lab? It's a joy to me. It places a smile on my face. It's all about me showing up for those kids, even when it's hard, even when I'm sleepy and I'm tired and I don't think I have anything else in me. Even when the people around me don't see the effort that I'm making. It's my decision to be a great teacher. A great leader in me tells me, hey, these are my children. This is what sets the bar at the Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary School. We are building leaders. This is why I'm reaching out to you, the Burt Show community. Yay! I'm hoping that you might be able to help us. With the support of you, I can give my students the hands-on learning and experiences that they deserve and ensure that no child is left behind or lacking due to resources. I appreciate you guys. I am so excited. We appreciate you, Burt Show, at the Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary School.
I love her so much. You talk about an advocate for your kids, right?
I want her to be my teacher.
I know, right?
Can I go back to school this year?
Miss Clowers nailed it. All right, so just to give you an idea, and let me clarify. So, you know, I was talking about like science lab and Bunsen burners. This is elementary school. They're not playing with fire. There's no Bunsen burners on her on her wish list, okay? But it's all like room decor that Miss Clowers has on her wish list. And she has this positive quote wall poster set. And I'm going to read through what she wants to put on her wall because I think we all need to hear this today. Don't stop until you're proud. Good attitude, maximum effort, no limits. Make your brain sweat. Fail, learn, try again. Believe in the power of yet. Make today matter. You can and you will. Embrace every challenge. Learning has no limits. It may not be easy, but it will be worth it. Progress, not perfection. Mistakes are proof that you are trying. You can do hard things.
Man.
And those are the posters she wants to hang up in the wall in her classroom.
And here she is wanting to do her best. You could hear it in her voice.
Oh, my gosh. Right. She was incredible.
And yet she's having to make these decisions like, do I fill up my gas tank or what have you? Okay, so we need you to go to theburkshow.com. We've got a link on over to her wish list. And I hope this doesn't stop you from abundance today. But I just bought one of everything on that wish list. But she's going to need more than that.
You did what?
I bought one thing on every item on that list I bought.
You cleared it?
I don't think I cleared it because there are some that she might have multiple, like she needs more than one, I think. But I bought one of them. All of them. Put my money where my mouth. I believe in her right there.
Oh, absolutely. So you bought the positive mindset posters.
I got it. But she's going to need more. So I don't let that stop you from going. I would love for her to be able to show up at school for the next 40 years and not have to worry about this at all, especially because she's a single mom. So can you help her out over the weekend? Maybe one less cup of coffee this weekend at Starbucks or what have you? Go to her... Go to our website, theburtshow.com. Go to Clear My Wish List, and you can help her out and buy any item you like right there.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Kid Cudi is opening up for the first time about his experience testifying against Diddy. Now, this is huge news because him and Diddy have had a pretty tumultuous past. So for context, back in 2011, Kid Cudi had a little bit of a fling with Diddy's ex, Cassie Ventura, who has really been one of the main characters in this trial. That's now gone because he's about to be sentenced. But during a break in their relationship, Diddy and him got in a little bit of an entanglement because he was obviously very upset that he was dating his ex, who I guess he had very, very strong feelings for. Cassie testified that Diddy went totally ballistic after spotty messages between her and Kid Cudi, even lunging at her with a corkscrew and physically assaulting her. So things escalated very quickly when Cudi returned home one day to find signs that his house had been broken into, that things had been opened up, his dog had been locked in the bathroom, and then that same week his Porsche convertible had been found torched in his driveway, and he always strongly suspected that it was actually Diddy who was behind all of this because he was so jealous that he was having a fling with Cassie. So then the drama, of course, is hitting the courtroom this summer, and Kid Cudi was asked to testify twice, and he said both times he turned it down. He's like, I don't want any part of this. Obviously, because if Diddy doesn't get convicted and he's out and about, and you think that he's done all these things to your Porsche, to your house, all these other things, you don't want any target on your back. So he says no, but then he's subpoenaed. So then he's like, okay, well, then I actually have to show up. And he was a part of the trial. He said he, quote unquote, hated every minute of it, especially since he had to relive so many tense experiences. But he did choose to show up and support Cassie and help her tell the truth about her experience.
I mean, here's where you can see the power in this dude. You're just so everybody around him was so nervous.
Terrified. Yes. I mean, if I thought somebody was going to light my Porsche on fire or break into my house, yeah, I'd be keeping quiet too until the government was like, you're showing up.
That's quite a threat. Hey, you do me wrong, I am going to light your Porsche on fire.
Okay, why do I always feel like it's the successful people that are like, yeah, don't care about awards, don't care about success, don't care about fame? Because that's exactly what Denzel Washington is speaking out about. He says that he doesn't care about awards, even though he's a two-time Oscar winner. He's admitting that he feels that there are Oscars he should not have won. In a recent interview, the 70-year-old actor admitted that he's, quote, not that interested in Oscars. He noted that he's won when he, quote unquote, shouldn't have, and he lost when he, quote unquote, should have. When the Academy honored Denzel's acclaimed work, including getting Best Actor for Training Day and Best Supporting Actor for Glory, he said that, quote, man gives the award, but God gives the reward. I'm just telling you how I feel about it. On my last day, they won't do me a bit of good.
That's very admirable, but it has been my experience that you know who says that they don't care about awards or don't care about money?
The people who have awards with money.
You got it.
They're like, this is really nice, but it's not that nice. I'm like, okay, well, you have the option to feel that way. And let people honor you. If people feel like you've done a really good job, even if you feel like you don't deserve it, I still feel like accept it. Accept people's positive acclaim of you.
I do think when you get to a certain age and you're looking back at your career, then you have that perspective. But I certainly think that when he was 21 years old, he would have never said that.
Well, I mean, if he didn't win a single Oscar, he'd probably be thinking, you know, I'm 7 years old. It would have been really nice to have been acknowledged by this point. Whereas now when you have it, it's easier to be like, yeah, it's not that important.
And you can obviously tell he's very strong in his faith. And like at the end, you're not going to be able to take the awards with you. So, I mean, I totally get what he's saying, but I'm still happy I got my
Yeah, I'll be buried with him. I can't take it with me.
Hey, The Bird Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.